Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the PNB meeting. This is January 3rd, 2019. This is Nancy Florden, Chair of the PNB, calling this meeting to order at 8:26 p.m. We were supposed to have started the meeting at 8. We are late because we were trying to combine. I was trying to combine agendas. I'm going to ask the pro temp secretary to read the roll, and also because we did not have a 30-day notice for our regular meeting, although we do normally have a regular meeting on the first Thursday of every month, and Robert's says past practices prevail, but our bylaws override Roberts in this case. It says we have to have 30 days notice. However, we also have a clause in our bylaws that says if members attend the meeting, they can waive the notice. And so when the pro tem secretary calls your name, as well as saying here, I would like you to say whether or not you agree to waiving the 30-day notice for the regular meeting and agree to attend this regular meeting. So, Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please
point of information, Madam Chair?
What's your point of information?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have in front of me what is posted at the official Pacifica Foundation by website, and it said that this is called by you is an emergency meeting. That is what is posted there and having a specific notice. It's not a regular meeting, Madam Chair.
This is, says it's a regular meeting. The emergency meeting. Okay. What's your question?
That is my question. What is posted there is wrong. I mean, we are changing what is posted there. Right? That's what you are saying.
I'm saying originally... No, originally I posted a regular meeting, and I one of the things that I wanted to have on it was an executive meeting, so I put that in there. And also, it's just that every first Thursday of the month we have a regular meeting, and so I am asking people to waive the notice for that by stating that in the roll when their name is called. That and I would like to have this conducted as a regular meeting tonight, which is our normal regular meeting time. And I have sent an agenda for a regular meeting, and I would like people to say whether or not they waive the 30-day notice for this regular meeting. That was the answer to your question, Adriana.
Yes, then I have a second one, Madam Chair, if you don't mind.
What's your question?
Yes. What I believe is, first of all, you need to tell me where in our bylaws said that we have the meeting the second Tuesday or the first Thursday of the month. The reality is that decision was made, and the secretary, because our bylaw talk about the 30 days notice, our previous secretary that was really very efficient took the time to put all the meetings of the regular meetings posted on time.
What's your question, Adriana?
That is my question. How can you solve a problem that obviously is not in the bylaw, doesn't say what you are saying, said that you need for a regular meeting, you need 30-day notice. And you posted, and I send it again to everybody, what you just posted.
What's your question, please?
Tell me where in the bylaw said that a regular meeting doesn't need to have 30 days notice.
Okay, it's in the same bylaw that says that there has to be a regular
meeting.
And that is, if you would let me finish, okay? So this is Article 4, where is it now? The meetings, Here we go. Article 6, Section 4. Notice of the second paragraph. Notice of a meeting hereunder will be deemed waived by a director who affirmatively agrees to attend a meeting or to waive this in advance notice requirement. Sign the waiver or notice or a written consent to hold the meeting, or who attends the meeting without protesting prior to the meeting, or upon commencement of the meeting to the lack of notice to that director. So I would like anyone that wants to waive notice for this meeting to be noticed as a regular meeting to say so when your name is called, and that is what we're doing.
Madam Chair,
that is what we're doing now, Adriana, and that
Madam
is answering
Chair,
your question.
Madam Chair, you are misreading.
No, I'm not.
The bylaws.
No, I'm not.
Because the bylaws talk about waiving the 30-day notice for a special meeting.
No.
It doesn't say anywhere. The first part says at least 30 days before any such meeting, period. And then start talking about the special meetings.
No. I think it applies to the above paragraph. And so that is what we're doing. That is what we're doing. And so that is what we're doing. And so, Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please call
that's
the
what you're supposed to
Adriana, okay. You don't have the floor now. You do not have, I have not given you the floor back. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here, and I waive the notice.
Okay, Grace is here, and she waives notice. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jonathan. Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
I present and I cannot waive my rights because it's illegal. You have
okay, you're present and you do not waive. Chris Corey from KPFA.
Here and I waive notice.
Okay, Chris is here and he waives notice. Bill Crozier from KPFT, I'm here and I waive notice. Write that down. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
I'm here, present.
And do you waive notice?
I just joined the call. I don't even know what you're asking about.
Okay. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Yes, I'm here, and I waive notice.
Okay. Catherine is here, and she waives notice. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
I'm present, and under no circumstances would I waive notice.
Okay. Benito is here, and he does not waive notice. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
I'm here, and I waive notice.
Jen is here, and she waives notice. William Heerwagen, WBAAI.
I do not waive notice.
Okay, William is here, and he does not waive notice. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Can't hear you, Sabrina. And Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
I waive notice. I waive notice. I'm here.
Okay, Sabrina's here. She waives notice. Dwayne? Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, WBAI?
Here. I waive notice.
Okay, Ken's here. He waives notice. Tony Leon, WPFW? Can't hear you, Tony. Afia Wangaza, WMXP? Can't hear you, Thea. Alex Randall, WUVI.
I'm here, and I waive notice.
Alex is here, and he waives notice. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
Hazar, and I waive notice.
Okay, Mansoor is here, and he waives notice. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
I'm here, and I waive the notice.
Nancy's here, and she waives notice. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
I'm here, and I waive notice.
Alex is here, and he waives notice. Carol Travis, KPFA.
I waive notice.
Carol is here, and she waives notice. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here, and waive notice.
Tom is here, and he waives notice. Muscular Washington, WPFW.
And I waive notice.
Muscular is here, and she waives notice. Going back, let's see, I did not hear Jonathan Alexander, or Dwayne Lark, or Tony Leon, or Afia Wangaza, or any of you here? Okay, let me count. We have 18 directors present. I want to forget to call Maxie Jackson. Are you here?
Maxie's present.
And John Tatum?
Present. And John Tatum, right.
I'm here.
And John Tatum is here, okay. And
point of parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Pro Tem Secretary.
Okay, so we have 18 directors present. You want to count of the how many waived?
Yes, please.
Notice, let me point out also that if they're here, they don't need the waive notice. But I'll count. There's 14 who waived notice.
Right. Okay, so we have a majority on that. It doesn't...
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of parliamentary inquiry?
I want to ask Mr. Tatum, I send all the information, because this, what you just said, and what the board just did, means that just a simple majority of the PNB can schedule a meeting anytime they want and disregard any notice requirement. That is what exactly that means. I want the parliamentary, Mr. John Tatum, I send already the email to him, showing what is posted and what we are talking about. And I want the citation telling me how we can avoid the bylaw amendment and what is posted there, what is noticed. You notice the meeting. I want to know his opinion.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Madam Chair, can you please form her question for me, because I don't understand what she's asking. Can you ask her question for her, please?
All right. I believe she's asking for the citation in the bylaws that allows us to waive notice, waive the 30-day notice for the regular meeting.
Okay.
No, Madam Chair, that is not what I said.
Okay, would you please rephrase it?
Yes. Mr. Tatum, did you receive, as the whole PMB, the executive director and the LSBs, did you receive my email with the whole explanation and the screenshot that shows that this meeting was noticed as an emergency meeting with one purpose? People of the bear, right now, in the official Pacifica website. I'm asking you how this could be that the simple majority of this board can waive any notice, can change whatever that is posted there, and go ahead as a regular meeting. I want you telling me where is the citation that shows that what is posted there is not valid. That simple majority of this board that decide that.
Okay.
Would you like me to rephrase that again?
Okay. Yeah, you could try again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So she wants to know if you got her email on this.
No,
and
I did not. I did not get her email.
And then she wants to know to him,
Madam Chair, because you know that I send it, and you can see that his address, email address, is posted there as all the LSPs.
So you're I could describe it for him. Basically, Adriana is saying in her email that she showed that I posted an emergency meeting for 8 o'clock, and I posted originally it was the regular meeting, which I posted, and then I updated it to be an executive session, and that's what she's sending you a screenshot of. And I mentioned that in my opening remarks.
Madam Chair, are you explaining your point for what I'm asking?
That's what she's referring to. and that's what she's referring to. And so she wants you to give her a citation on why I asked for a waiver of notice of the regular meeting, which would overrule what she put in her email.
That is not true. That's an overrule
okay.
anything, Madam Chair.
That's
you are operating for your liking. That is not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you are posting a regular meeting with a seven-day notice, according to what you just did, and it's still posted there in the official Pacifica website, an emergency meeting noticed by you, Madam Chair. What I'm saying is, can you tell me where and how that can be disregarded, and you can convert a seven-day notice, can convert an emergency meeting in a regular meeting just for the vote, with the vote of the majority.
Okay.
Thank you, Adriana. Okay, Mr. Tatum.
I think I have the question now. You see, the board has the power to do anything. I don't think that Nancy can do these things without a vote of the board. So that's where we are right now, because it really hasn't been done, because you haven't even given the secretary a chance to tally the votes. But if it turns out to be that this meeting notice is waived, it's the board that did it, and it's not Nancy that did it.
I'm sorry, sir, but that wasn't my question.
Madam Chair,
she wants to know the citation. I believe it's that one that you pointed out to me, John, Article 6, Section 4.
Yeah, Article 6, Section 4 about notice. In the second paragraph, the first clause is all the board needs. It says, notice of a meeting hereunder will be deemed waived by a director who affirmatively agrees to attend a meeting. Stop right there. Now, focus on the word affirmatively agrees, because an affirmative agreement is a vote. If you vote yes, then you affirmatively agree to attend and have this meeting and to waive this notice. So that's where I'm looking. The second paragraph of Article 6, Section 4 about notice. It applies to all meetings. It applies to any meeting where notice is required, even a special meeting that requires 7 days notice. You can waive that right for that meeting as well. Any meeting, members of the board, not Nancy Sorted, but members of the board, can waive their right. They have that, what you might call, they have that power to, their own power to waive the notice as a group. It's not Nancy, it's a group that's doing this.
Request for information, Benito.
I'm sorry, but let me, because you explained, you're telling me that official meeting.
Adriana, you don't have the floor. You're out of order.
Can you answer my question then?
You don't have the floor back. Benito, what's your request for information?
I would say to Adriana so y'all can resolve this, and then I would ask, or at least this part, and then I would ask my question. Thank you.
Well, the only last thing I would say.
Mr. Tatum, let me explain.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum. Let me make my last statement, Madam Chair, because I don't want this to go on forever. And I will say that board members have a right to waive notice. They have that right.
And it's in the and it's in the bylaws, that Article 6, Section 4. Is that correct?
That is right. The last paragraph, they can waive their right of notice.
Thank you. Catherine.
That's all right.
Catherine, for the stack, please.
Are you done, Mr. Tate?
I am done.
Okay, thank you. All right, Catherine, you had a question?
Yes, I do. My question is that since this has been covered by Mr. Tatum, and since we voted, and I voted to waive, isn't it, or can it be said that this discussion is over and we can start the meeting and try to get some business done?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
I think I'm not. If it's what's your request for information, you have to be a question now.
That's what I thought a request for information was about.
Exactly. Go ahead, please.
So, am I to understand? First of all, I would request that Adriana be given the floor so she can complete.
Her question has been answered, Benito. I'm not giving her another question.
Question, please.
Her question has been answered. If she's not satisfied.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Wait, Benito. You asked me to give Adriana the floor again, and I am explaining why I am not giving her the floor again. Her question has been answered. It may not be to her satisfaction, but her question has been answered. Now, your question, please.
Well, in my opinion, it was not, but
point of order.
Since the dictator insists, then
Benito, you're out of order. Carol, what's your point of order?
Madam Chair.
Order, that was not a question.
I have not been able to ask the question because of continual interruptions from the chair.
Mr. Diaz, ask your question.
Excuse me?
Ask your question, please.
Thank you. So, Mr. Tatum, am I to understand that the Article 6, Section 4, second paragraph, does it refer to individual board members or does it refer to the PMB? That's part one. Part two, am I to understand that a majority can override what I thought was a more or less absolute of each individual board member to not waive? And if that is the case, what is the purpose of having this thing in the bylaws in the first place? It is meaningless, in my opinion, if the majority can override the right of...
Point of order.
Right, okay. I know that's not a question, Benito. Let Mr. Tatum answer your question. I know, but then you started debating why, okay?
An explanation of my question.
Okay, Mr. Tatum. Benito, you have asked your question, and I'm going to allow Mr. Tatum to answer it. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Well, thanks so much.
And that will be the last question we take on this topic. Then we're going to go forward with the meeting. Go ahead.
As the Fuhrer said,
you're out of order, Benito. The member is out of order for the second time.
Something new, Madam Chair.
Mr. Diaz, as far as your question is concerned, it is the right of every board member to make that decision of whether they will waive the 30-day notice or 7-day notice or whatever notice. Each director has the right to choose to waive or not to waive. And so the word affirmatively agrees, that phrase means that each director has to decide for him or herself whether they will waive the 30-day notice or not. So that's the answer to your question. Each director.
That's my question.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Tatum. Now we're going to go on with the meeting.
William, point of order.
The rights of individuals don't matter, and if anybody disagrees with what the two of you...
Mr. Diaz, you do not have the floor. Mr. Diaz, you do not have the floor. Mr. Diaz, you're out of order. I haven't given you the floor. All right.
William, point of order.
Okay, I'm going to ask...
Madam Chair, this is Joseph.
If there are other if people start taking the floor without being given the floor, they're going to be out of order. And according to Roberts, at some point, these breaches of order will come before the board for a vote as what to do about it.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
William had a point of order.
What's your point of order, Williams? What law has been broken? What law has been broken? What rule has been broken?
Used subterfuge for meetings that were called for a special meeting, an emergency meeting, and an executive session meeting, which all have specific subjects, which are single subjects to be discussed. And you've now turned a lack of notice for a regular meeting into a proposed regular meeting, and it never had any notice. And so you're just twisting around and citing bylaws that have no pertinence to this special meeting or your emergency meeting, because after 8:30 it's supposed to be a special meeting, your emergency meeting at 8 o'clock and somebody... an executive session meeting. So all this stuff about waiving rights, it's nonsense because nobody called a regular meeting to be waived.
Okay, point not well taken.
There is no regular meeting.
Point of order.
I'm in the middle of one point of order. Point not well taken. Okay, what's your point of order, Carol?
I think that what's happening...
I challenge your ruling.
...behavior. Because we have...
Good night, Adriana. Go ahead, Carol.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think that what is happening is dilatory behavior to attempt to prevent us from getting on with the meeting that enough 14 directors have agreed should go forward, have waived the and you have done a great job in... putting everything in it that was on all of them, and this is dilatory prevention of going forward with the meeting, and I think we have to go forward.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph.
All right, thank you. Okay, Joseph, what do you need the floor for?
I'm not trying to be dilatory here. I would just like to make one point in this regard, and I can do it fairly quickly.
Is this a point of order?
No, it's not a point of order. It's just regarding this situation with this waiver. I think I can clarify this very well because I understand the parliamentary procedure.
Go ahead.
The problem here is the whole purpose of notice to meetings is to protect minority members from things being sprung on them at the last minute. That's why there's always should be notice to a meeting so that people can be prepared for meetings. That is a fundamental precept in parliamentary law to protect the rights of all members and especially minority members of any board. And this paragraph doesn't say... It may say that directors can waive that right. You can't waive the right for a minority member, which means you can't vote, the majority can't vote to waive the rights of the minority members. So if everybody were to agree to waive their rights, that's one thing. But it would have to be unanimous, and that it's not. And that's my point. I will stop here. Thank you for letting me express that.
Okay. Well, I would agree that bylaw is not very clear on that, and it needs to be fixed. But this is, you know, I had originally noticed a regular meeting, and it is our regular meeting time, and I am using right now. However, however it reads, I'm reading that Article 6, Section 4, that we can members can waive their right to the notice and attend the meeting. And if you don't want to attend the meeting, you don't have to be here. So, and that's what we're doing. So, and that's when we're going forward. If that's something that needs to be clarified in the bylaws, I hope that you propose a bylaw change. But unfortunately, we can't do that tonight. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so now
The ruling was challenged by Adriana and William seconds.
Her challenge was too late. There was another point of order. You want to challenge the ruling that your behavior was dilatory? That's where we are now.
No, Adriana challenged your ruling just as you made it
She didn't. I had already called on Carol.
I'm probably going to stay on the meeting, but it is crystal clear
that
what Joseph said is correct, and that
it's not
my rights. You cannot have a meeting unless everybody agrees.
We're gonna
I hope somebody sues you.
That's an interpretation of the bylaw. Okay. We did roll call. All right. I did not see anyone requesting an excused absence.
All right.
You don't have to do that. I'd like timekeepers.
I'll be happy to be timekeeper.
Sorry, Nancy,
for speaker or for the item?
I could do both unless somebody else wants to do one.
If somebody else want to do one or the other?
Chair, I can't do any of them, sorry. I'm in the doctor's office, this and that, so maybe when I get back to my normal, I can take one. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Carol's going to do both right now, unless there's another volunteer. Any other volunteers? Going once? Going twice? Okay. Someone's trying to call me. I can't see who it is. It says private number.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Okay, so now we're going to go forward no other timekeepers have stepped forward, so now we're going to go forward to agenda approval.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Benito, I heard you, and I'm not giving you the floor right now.
Catherine for the staff.
Oh, I see. So the chair gets to decide.
Catherine.
She's going to give the floor whenever she feels like it.
Correct.
Built the staff.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Thanks for the clarification, Madam Chair.
That's what Mr. Tatum has told me. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
One last thing.
The member is out of order.
Right, and can I get the agenda since that hasn't arrived yet?
The agenda has been sent to everyone.
Right,
In Word and PDF form. Catherine, did you get it?
I did get it, thank you.
Okay.
So I don't know what to say, I just haven't got it.
May I speak on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, just a minor thing.
Well, I mean, I need a motion to approve the agenda.
Oh, can I make a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
And still speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we need a second first.
Carol will second.
Okay. Okay. So you have an amendment to the agenda, Catherine?
Just an amended time. I submitted a motion for the programming committee. It's down for 10 minutes. I would like for it to be 15 minutes because I would like for Maxie Jackson to speak on it. He was at the committee meeting, and I believe he has something to contribute to this motion. So can we change it to 15 minutes from 10?
Okay. All right, so I have a request. So right, this now is item 8 on the latest agenda that I sent you, programming committee motion. It's for 10 minutes, and I have a motion to amend it to 15 minutes. Is there any objection?
Bill, second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objections, this item 8 is now 15 minutes. Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
I move that we add the motion that Alex Steinberg sent at 7:06 Central Time to the agenda.
All right, and
that would be under item 6, in addition to between 6 and 7, because it deals with
it would be 6A.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there's a motion to amend the agenda by adding the motion that Alex Steinberg sent at 7:06 to become item 6A.
Correct.
Yeah. William Murray.
And seconded it.
Okay. And Carol seconded it. Okay. William?
I'm getting reports that Adriana is trying to speak. Have you muted her?
Nope.
Well, she can't. Nobody's hearing her. I'm not hearing her. She's trying to speak.
Let me check Maestro to see if she's muted. Let me check Maestro. Hang on.
Information, that's happened to me a few times, and I've just called back in and then gotten back in.
Okay. Could you ask her to try calling? Yeah. That's true, Carol. You didn't have the floor. Okay, let's see here. I don't see where my mouse is. Okay, Adriana is muted. I don't know why. I did not mute her.
Matthew's
muted.
May William speak again?
Okay, Bill had the floor. Bill has the floor.
May we let Alex Steinberg motivate his motion, please?
He can motivate his motion when we get to it on the agenda, if it gets on the agenda.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. Sorry. Yes.
Okay, so there's been a what's your point of order, Adriana?
Madam Chair, my rights are permanently being. I mean, I don't know if you or who, but clearly I'm yelling to the top of my lungs, and then you discover that somebody muted me.
Why
you don't give the option for all of us to see, and then all of us can participate legally in this meeting.
That's not a point of order.
Yes, the breach of my rights.
Okay. Okay.
To be connected and to speak. Yes.
You should not have been muted. You should not have been muted. Point well taken. I don't know how you were muted.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you very much, Adriana. All right. You don't have the floor anymore. Point well taken. You should not have been muted. Okay.
How do we solve it?
Okay, so Bill. Let's see. So we're at adding Alex Steinberg's motion that he sent at 7:06 to the agenda. And was there a second?
Carol seconded.
Carol seconded. All right. Any objection?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. So we'll go to a vote on this.
Okay, this is to add it to the agenda. Grace Heron?
Right.
Grace, can't hear you. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
John votes yes, and I'll mark you present. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Pass.
Joseph passes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No, and this is supposed to be a special meeting. And
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Assume he's not on the call. Afia Wangaza? She's not on the call. Alex Randall?
Alex Randall votes yes.
Alex votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex Steinberg. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington. Here you, Muscular. Going back, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Muscular votes yes. Muscular votes yes, thank you. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Joseph Davis?
No, thank you.
Joseph votes no. Okay, I didn't hear from Wayne.
I just got a message from Alex Randall that he's muted. I mean, Alex Steinberg that he's muted.
All right, let me unmute him. One second.
Okay. Let me check on these others. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear from you.
Votes no.
Tony Lee. Dwayne votes
no. Dwayne Lark votes no.
Okay, and I think you all know she's present. Tony Leon, or Nafia Wangaza, didn't hear from you. Alex Steinberg, is he unmuted now?
He should be.
I vote yes.
Okay, Alex votes yes. All right, let me count. We have 14 yes, 5 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
14 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention to adding this item to the agenda.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
I have an
agenda item that I want to add, Madam Chair.
Okay, what's your amendment to the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair, because of what's happened, obviously my legally posted meeting are being thrown away. I want to add
no,
the agenda to rescind the motion on director extension approved on December 13, 2018 by the PMB. I want that added to the agenda like 2A. Thank you.
All right. It's already been added to the agenda. So you would have to ask that it be moved from item 9.
That is what I said, 2A, Madam Chair. Didn't you hear me?
Okay.
Maybe check.
No, you said you wanted it. You said you wanted it added to the agenda. I was just clarifying that it's already there.
A.
You want your item to be moved to item 2A right after agenda approval. Okay. Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay. Is there any objections?
I object.
I object.
Okay. Let's go to a vote.
Yeah, hold on. I got to write this down. Okay. This is to move,
To move item 9 to item 2A.
9 to 2A. Okay. Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. No.
Grace votes no. Okay, Jonathan Alexander?
No.
John votes no. Adriana Kasanev?
Illegal people.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Well, yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes, when it's illegally constituted.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon? And Afia Wangaza, assume they're not on the call. Alex Randall?
No.
Alex votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No, and as timekeeper, I just want to say the time is now up on agenda approval.
Okay.
Okay, Tom. Okay, Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Let's see, did we skip anyone? I didn't hear from Tony Leon or Afia Wangaza, but I believe they're not on the call, so let me count. We have 5 yes. Fourteen no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. 5 yes, 14 no, 1 abstention. Vote fails.
Okay. Chair asks for an extension of agenda approval for something that I would like to add. I would like a 5-minute extension of agenda approval so that I could make an amendment.
Madam Chair, can I ask?
You're out of order. You don't have the floor.
I want to hear the vote, Madam Chair. It's a point of information. May I have it again?
Adriana, you need to wait until people stop speaking. Okay, go ahead.
Madam Chair.
The vote count was given. Okay.
On the names of the yes vote.
Shall I do that?
Go ahead.
Yes votes for Adriana Kasanave, Joseph Davis, Benito Diaz, William Heerwagen, and Dwayne Lark.
Okay, thank you.
Washington?
Carol.
Catherine? Go ahead, Carol. Sorry.
Am I going?
Wait, did you call on Muscula? Adriana, you don't have the floor. Bill, did you call
Muscula
on...
Muscula voted no. Yeah.
Muscula voted no. Okay.
She voted no.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, thank you.
Could I have a five-minute extension?
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Jan Goodman, second.
Any objection?
Benito.
Okay. Objection. Okay. Benito objects. So we need to vote. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. So I'm writing all this down. Okay, who seconded it again? Jan?
Yes.
Okay. So this 5-minute extension for the agenda. Grace Aaron?
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
I vote yes.
John votes yes. Adriana Kasanev? Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Okay, Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Pass.
Joseph passes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. And Madam Chair, can you make sure Adriana is not muted? Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen? Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
I don't see William on the call.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, I didn't hear you. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Okay. Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? And Afia Wangaza? Assume you're not on the call. Alex Randall?
Yes.
Okay, Alex votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstain. Swing back. Adriana Casanave?
Madam Chair, I refuse to vote when I keep my rights. I'm somebody.
Okay, Adriana is not voting. Chris Corey?
Not voting.
They muted me, Madam Chair.
You're not muted. Adriana, you are not muted. You are not muted. You are not muted on my screen. On my screen.
How can the Secretary make that determination?
Pardon me?
We hear you, so...
Yes, how can the
first time, I was hearing my vote. I refuse to be treated this way.
She said she refuses to vote. Chris Corey?
You were not muted, okay. You were not muted. There's something wrong with your phone.
Yes, I was.
Chris votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. William Heerwagen on the call.
Yeah, hello. I was dropped. I'm just cut back on.
Okay, how do you vote, William?
We're extending for 5 minutes. We're extending for 5 minutes the agenda approval.
No.
Okay, William votes no. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Didn't hear from Tony or Afia. Let me count. The 14 yes. 4 no. 1 not voting. 1 abstention. Here, do you wish to vote?
14 yes and 4 no's. That's 18. I can abstain, and that's a two-thirds vote in the affirmative, so this extension passes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I
did not give you the floor. You're out of order. The reason that I called for this extension was I wanted to know if there's any other committee reports. Now, since this is a regular meeting, that would be added as item 10 to the end of the agenda. Anyone from the committee can report what they wish to give tonight.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Is there anybody that has a committee? If there's no committee reports, I don't have an item for the agenda.
Madam Chair, Adriana, with a point of information.
What's your request for information?
The first one, do you remember that in the last meeting that we had, the last legal meeting that we have, I asked you to put the Committee of Inclusion, the KPFT Committee of Inclusion report, in meeting. And I asked, I want to know how my staff all disappear from the agenda. We don't have an adjournment time in this agenda. And my motion that was the first one about rescinding the illegal motion passed by the legal terms extension from the PNB members is at number 9, when was the only one posted like a special meeting in the last 2 weeks. Can you see, Madam Chair, the noises?
Okay, thank you very much, Adriana. Thank you. All right. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself.
Can you explain it?
No, I cannot explain it.
Yes.
So,
sure.
All right. So
we don't allow you to do that, right?
So you had an opportunity to have it moved forward, and it was voted down. So
where is the adjournment time, and where is my COI report that you promised me that you would
adjournment,
do the next agenda?
Adjournment is number 10 right now. After
it's 9.
Midnight.
Carol for the stack.
If there's no other time, it's midnight. That's our standard quitting time for the meeting. Okay, so I don't really have an agenda, so can I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Great, yes.
Can you send in the writing why you didn't put my, what you promised
no.
there?
No, I put it on the agenda, all right?
No,
I put it on the agenda.
Before, you didn't. Where is the report?
No, I did not. I just asked, would you like to have, I just asked if anybody had committee reports. You did not answer.
No, Madam Chair, you promised me in open meeting that you will put it in the next agenda. You did that.
Okay, I forgot. There's your answer. I forgot. I forgot to put all of them. Okay, so I just asked if there were any, and you did not answer, so we're going to have a motion on approving the agenda and amended. And Adriana, you don't have the floor anymore. I gave you your answer, and we're moving on to vote on the agenda approval. Okay, let's go.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanave?
To this illegal meeting.
I didn't understand if that was a yes or a no.
Absolutely no to this illegal meeting. And
okay, Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I'll vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Somebody's rustling paper or something. If you can mute, that would help. Jen Goodman?
If you're not speaking, please mute your phone.
Yes.
Jen yes. votes yes. William Hairwagon?
Why don't you mute him like
no.
you do the rest?
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
And votes yes. Tony Leon, Afia Wangaza, I assume they're not on the call. Alex Randall?
Yes.
Alex Randall votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Jonathan Alexander, didn't hear from you.
I abstain.
Jonathan abstains. Okay, and didn't hear from Tony or Afia. Let me count. We have 12 yes. 5 no. And 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, 12 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions. The agenda is approved as amended.
The agenda is approved as amended. Thank you. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is to elect a board secretary. So I have nominations for secretary.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Okay, no one has the floor. No one has the floor. Would you please wait until I stop speaking? Thank you. Okay. So this election for the board secretary is to finish out the term of the 2018 directors. Nominations, please.
Point of information, Madam Chair, before.
What's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair. You say elect board secretary, but obviously that require voting need to be by ballot and need to be at least any, you know, that to elect officers of whatever kind, we need to set in advance the date, then people know, because everybody has the right to vote. That will be by voting ballot, how this will be, because I don't understand what you are doing here. I need to understand if I want anything to be done or not.
May I speak, Madam Chair? This is the parliamentarian.
Go ahead, Mr. Chair.
This is something different, Adriana. This is filling a vacancy. This is not a full-fledged election. This is, you're just filling a vacancy. So the board is the only group that can fill the vacancy of the secretary. And so for this, you don't need ballots. You don't need hours.
Yes,
you don't need anything.
Adriana, you don't have the floor. Mr. Tatum was speaking. Adriana, you're out of order. Mr. Tatum was speaking. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
It would be the same way that you have been voting for a secretary pro tem each meeting. There's nothing different except that this time you're voting for a secretary to finish out the term. And that's filling a vacancy. It's not a full-fledged election. It's one position, and it's simply filling a vacancy is all you're doing.
Thank you, Mr.
Tatum. Mr. Tatum, can you explain how and where is the citation that we elect without STV? And how can we do that on the meeting?
Okay, Adriana.
Why STV voting, sir?
I think that if you look at filling vacancies from your own bylaws, you will find it there. So that's what I think you need to do.
Adriana, you don't have the floor anymore. Okay, Carol?
Yes, I wanted to nominate Bill Crozier.
All right, thank you. Bill, do you accept?
Yes.
Benito.
Yes, Benito.
So
do you have a nomination?
I nominate William.
Okay. William, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah, even though I object to this meeting, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you for being willing to do that. Any other nominations? Okay. All right, so we're going to vote on this. So, Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, please take the vote, and people will vote either for Bill Crozier or for William Hairwagon.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Bill.
Grace votes for Bill. Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanave.
We cannot change the bylaws. We are here, Warren.
Adriana, you're out of order. Adriana, you're out of order.
Tua, you too.
Adriana votes for William. Chris Corey?
Bill.
Corey votes for Bill. Bill passes.
Would you like
Joseph
I'm sorry,
Davis.
Bill. I'm back.
I vote for Mr.
Okay.
Wagon.
Yeah. Jonathan, how do you vote?
I'm sorry. The choices are between you and Chris Corey?
No. Bill Crozier and William Hirwagon.
Oh,
Secretary.
Okay. You then, Bill. Let the punishment fit the crime.
Okay. Jonathan votes for Bill.
No, please. And no comments, please. Sorry.
No,
okay,
you're not going to do it. Yes,
Joseph
Davis. Adriana, you're not voting?
This is Joseph. I'm voting for Mr. Hirwagon.
Okay, Joseph votes for William Hirwagon. Catherine Davis?
I vote for Mr. Crozier.
Okay, Catherine votes for Bill Crozier. Benito Diaz?
William.
Benito votes for William. Jen Goodman?
Mr. Crozier.
And votes for Bill Crozier. William Hirwagon?
I'll vote for myself.
William votes for himself. Sabrina Jacobs?
Bill.
Sabrina votes for Bill. Dwayne Lark?
Mr. Hirwagon.
Dwayne votes for William. Ken Laufer?
Bill Crozier.
And votes for Bill. Tony DeLeon, Afia Wangaza, assume you're not on the call. Alex Randall?
Bill Crozier.
Alex Randall votes for Bill. Mansoor Sabah?
Mr. Crozier.
Mansoor votes for Bill. Nancy Swarden? Oh, excuse me, I'll come back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Bill Crozier.
Alex Steinberg votes for Bill. Carol Travis?
Bill Crozier.
Carol votes for Bill. Tom Voorhees?
Bill Crozier.
Tom votes for Bill. Muscular Washington?
William Hirwagon.
I'm just going to vote for William. Coming back, I'll abstain. It's Bill Crozier. Let's see, we didn't hear from Tony Leon or Afia Wangaza. Let me count. We have a 12 for Bill Crozier, 6 for William Hirwagon, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
What was the count again? I'm sorry.
12 for Bill Crozier, 6 for William Hirwagon, 1 abstention.
Abstention. Abstain.
Okay, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so the count again? Then?
12 for Bill Crozier, 6 for William Hirwagon, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so thank you. So Bill Crozier is the secretary for the
PND,
filling the vacancies for the remainder of the 2018 director's year. All right, thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda.
Carol for the stack.
Okay, Carol.
I move that we set the regular meeting date for 2019 is the first Thursday of the month.
Okay. I was just actually typing one up.
Maybe that for this PNB, for the 2018 PNB. Anyway.
You can do it by majority. You shall did.
So that would be for February through March?
Well, for the term of this PNB, whatever that is, until the new directors are elected and they can set their own meeting time.
All right. I think we're going to do it through March because that
regular meeting day for 2019 through March as the first Thursday of the month.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Adriana?
I just sent it. Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Madam Chair, if I don't mistake, and we have the recording, in the last meeting, we said January 31st, 2019, as the first a regular meeting, because we said that need to be set 30 days in advance. And it's supposed to be there. Now, even with the quorum attack, now the majority just changed everything. That is what you are saying. Because I remember, and people, members can listen to the meeting, and the reason why was posted to January 37, 2019, the first regular meeting of 2019.
Right. Okay? So your question
until
is...
that happened, no, Madam Chair, till that happened, I don't know how you can do all of this. I mean, that shows exactly what the majority is changing, absolutely everything, with the blessing of
what's
the
your question?
Guardian.
What is your question?
That is my question.
What is your
question?
Okay,
question.
Your question, I will rephrase your
yes.
question.
We have January 31st, 2019, like the first regular meeting.
So your question is,
do you want
so your
to
question
go
is?
Yes.
So your question is?
That is the question. How
your question is about, wait, would you let me finish? So your question is about the regular meeting date that we set last week for January 31st. What does this do to that meeting? That's your question?
Madam Chair, if you
but don't
compare,
if you're not going
to
ask
me to compare to answer for me, I'm trying to explain my poor wording in English.
Adriana, you're not asking a question. I am paraphrasing what you said into a question.
That's why
I'm not because you did not ask the question, and I'm assuming that you want to know what is going to happen to the meeting that was set for January 31st as a regular meeting. That's what you want to know, and I'm assuming that meeting still stands. So
that's
the answer to your question.
That was my question. That was my question.
All right.
Thank you for answering.
Okay, so we need to vote on, so we have, did you get the motion that I sent? Motion to set regular meeting date. The PNB here sets and notices the dates for the 2019 regular PNB meetings. As the first Thursday of the month for February through March. Does that cover how you want it, Carol?
Sure.
Okay. Is there any second?
Catherine seconds.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. So now we're on to the next item on the agenda, which is to adjourn to executive session. So we will adjourn to executive session to deal with financial services, and we will come back in about 30 to 45 minutes.
Madam Chair, what is the reason?
To vote on approval of financial services.
The one that we received after the meeting starts, that contract?
Okay, so is there a motion to adjourn to executive session?
Request for information before we vote, Madam Chair Benito.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Okay. Any questions we can answer in executive session? Okay. Is there any? We are adjourned to executive session. Otis, please take us off the stream.
The members have the right to know.
And we will be back. We will have a report out.
Of course not.
Okay, so I'm going to end the call, and then please call back.
We won't have the right to know.
That's not true. We will have a report out.
The majority, the only one have rights here.
Do you think that?
When does the executive session begin?
Right now. So please, I'm ending this call now, and please call right back.